from a distance. The world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there's harmony, and it echoes through. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in. Songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. Fighting is for. From a distance, there's harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the hope of hopes, it's the love of loves, it's the heart of every man. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance.
Today we celebrate our connection to the earth and the sun and the natural rhythms of life. As Unitarian Universalists, we honor a diversity of theologies, and our living tradition draws from many sources, including the spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions. And indeed, attuning ourselves to the natural world is one way that we can become more attuned to our own souls. The changing of seasons in particular reminds us of our own passage through transitions and the changes of our lives. At this change of seasons, we are all grateful to have come to the end of a long, hard winter. Winter, like each of the seasons, has a particular impact on our spirits. The season of winter, with its short days and long dark nights, can be a time of turning inward. This past winter, with its seemingly unrelenting snow and cold, may have brought many of our spirits down, and our energy during this time may have been a bit on the low side. You, like me, may have felt almost like a computer in sleep or hibernate mode, conserving your energy for a burst of activity to come later. And especially this past winter, you may have tried to just hunker down and keep a fairly low profile. So as Dennis said, as the signs of spring have begun to emerge, the flowers in bud and the trees beginning to unfurl their leaves, we have celebrated the return of life to the natural world around us. As spiritual people, it can be meaningful to reflect on how we enter into these times of transition, how we engage with the change of the earth's seasons and the seasons of our lives. For me, the transition from the winter season of darkness into this season of sun can at times be a bit startling, especially in the beginning of the change of seasons. There's something unfamiliar about the sunshine and its effects on us. I was walking around outside on a recent sunny day and noticed this peculiar dampness on the back of my neck and under my arms, and it was indeed sweat. I had forgotten that sweat existed in those long, dark days of winter. So while those first rays of sunshine are indeed a welcome relief, it can also take a little time to get accustomed again to the sun's presence rather than its absence. On a bright, sunny day when the trees are still opening their leaves, you realize there is nowhere to hide from the sun, and it can take me some time to adjust again to the sun's ubiquitous presence. Perhaps for some of you as well, it is not always easy to make your way through seasons of change smoothly. Whether it's because we're stuck in a rut for whatever reason, or we've experienced some kind of loss, it can be challenging to accept the bounteous sunshine wholeheartedly and without reservation. As Kathy Bonanno points out in her poem, we can sometimes try to hide from the sunlight, to shut it out, to pull the blinds tight. We try to deny the existence of that brightness that just might help us get outside ourselves. The good news is that the sun has a way of continuing to show up. Still in the morning, a gleaming little ray will betray you, poking its optimistic finger through a corner of the blind. This is the stubborn sun. The sun calls out to us, beckons to us with its warm rays of light. And today we celebrate the stubborn sun that finds its way to us and brings forth life, teeming with possibility. The sun has a message for all of us. It declares stubbornly, and despite what we might have to say about it, that there is life within us, and we all have the potential to give creatively to the world. As we enter the season of the longest days of the year, we can reflect on how the sun is bringing out our energies and our passions. Where is the fertile ground for change in your life? Your creative act of giving life may be as simple as sowing seeds in your garden. It may be speaking truth to power in the halls of the state capitol, or reaching out to a friend in need. You might give voice to that creative life force within you by writing poetry, or singing with a choir, or painting a beautiful landscape. However it is that you let the light shine through you, may you do so with wholehearted joy. May you embrace this season of sun and its life-giving energy. And may we all be like the stubborn sun, choosing to rise today and the next day and the next. Blessed be, and amen.